Hi, my name is Jason Croft. I'm from the University of Illinois, and today I'm going to be talking about preventing data leaks in enterprise networks. This was work with my advisor at Illinois, Matt Caesar. So first, I want to give some background on enterprise networks and data leaks. In modern enterprise networks, a large amount of data needs to be shared between computers. But a portion of the shared data is sensitive data that shouldn't be allowed outside the network or confined within a company's network. So companies have source code or technical specifications. They might have customer information like credit cards or social security numbers or health records that need to be readily available to trusted machines within the network, but could be very damaging if they leaked outside the network. But confining the data isn't that easy. Encryption isn't necessarily enough, and trying to tag and track the data throughout the network can have a lot of overhead. And part of the challenge in this is that attackers can exploit vulnerabilities in the software on the network to gain access and then leak or exfiltrate the data. But then employees are also part of the equation. A recent survey showed that more than a third have knowingly violated corporate information flow policies, and a quarter transferred sensitive information using external storage devices. And in addition, you also have to worry about accidental leaks. And this is becoming an increasingly relevant problem. In the last couple of months, there's been several high-profile stories. Sony lost some of their customers' passwords, and Citigroup suffered a data leak where it exposed their customer credit card numbers. And then even a few years ago, the Half-Life 2 source code was leaked, and it delayed the release of the game. So preventing information leaks isn't a new problem. There's been some works that have addressed this, but in different contexts. The more common focus has been on preventing leaks in a single machine and not an entire network. So projects like Tightlip and Capizzi's shadow executions and Privacy Oracle have all focused on a single machine, but not an entire network. And while this partly solves the problem, it also limits the functionality of applications that require data be shared. So when you have source control, revision control, document sharing, content management systems, or anything that is sharing sensitive data within the network, would not work with these types of solutions. And then approaches that use information flow or taint tracking can have high overhead, where you try to track data through memory and over the network. A slowdown of 20 times or more isn't uncommon for these. And then others have provided frameworks for off-the-shelf testing of applications to see if they leak data, but they don't provide real-time protection, and still they define a leak as sensitive data leaving a single computer, not an entire network. And then commercial solutions by RSA and Symantec usually use some type of like pattern matching to search for well-known strings like social security numbers or credit card numbers, and that's easily subverted by attackers encrypting or obfuscating the data. So then how can we provide protection for an entire network? Our approach is to detect leaks we call black box differencing, where we run two copies of a network and remove sensitive data from one of them. So essentially, we're creating a virtual copy of a network without sensitive data. And then if there's a difference in their output, then the output is dependent on the sensitive input, and private data is trying to be leaked. So with this type of design, output should only differ or diverge because of their input and not because of some randomness on the network or within their machines. Or more formally, we want our networks to execute deterministically. And so this idea of running two copies isn't new. Tightlip and Privacy Oracle and others have applied this by duplicating a single process or an entire VM. And then comparing that output, but they haven't extended it to an entire network yet. So what do we actually gain by running another copy of a network? So suppose you have just a normal network, and you have some user that's trying to access private data. They have permissions, and it's easily accessible. But if you have an intruder that has gained access by exploiting some vulnerability or something, they can just as easily access the data and exfiltrate it. But if you're running another copy of your network, then we can duplicate any requests for data to the other network that doesn't have any private data. And then at the network edge, we can compare the difference. And if there's a difference, then you can block it or just send data from the non-sensitive network. And again, the key component here is that you're actually able to copy a network and run it deterministically. So it can have many benefits for data security by protecting attackers and malicious and accidental leaks. But there's actually some challenges in doing this. The first is around how do you efficiently duplicate a network? And for this, we actually do it in a distributed fashion by using what we call shadow processes. It's basically a copy of a single process that's within the network is indistinguishable from a normal process, but from outside the network, it doesn't actually exist because shadow processes don't actually communicate outside the network. I'll explain more in detail. The second is how do you, where and how do you compare the output to detect a leak? You want to do this in a way that you're not creating bottlenecks at the edge and introducing high latency. And we do this at each machine. So on the last hop before data is actually sent out onto the network, that's where the comparison takes place. And then, as I briefly alluded to earlier, we want our system to behave in such a way that outputs only diverge because of their different input and not because of randomness or interleavings of threads or reordering of packets. So now I'll describe shadow processes. So a shadow process is essentially a fork of a process that tries to read sensitive data. The shadow process receives similar data, but the sensitive data is changed or scrubbed to random non-sensitive data. So in our initial implementation, we're just using a very simple method of scrubbing where we replace the sensitive data with random data of the same size. And then both processes execute semi-independently of each other. We force them to align at send system calls, so we're trapping send system calls and then waiting for them to both send data. So as a quick example, like a normal process that's trying to do a read, it would read the data, you know, maybe change it in some way and then produce some result. But for a shadow process, what we'd actually do is when a read comes in, the data needs to be marked, sensitive data needs to be marked that it's sensitive, and then when it sees this, it will spawn a shadow copy, and then both processes execute, produce some result, and then we can do a comparison. So you might be thinking, well, a very simple way of doing this would be to just run shadow processes on each machine, and then anytime sensitive data comes in, you can just rescrub the input. But this can actually leak some data about the sensitive data. So as a quick example, suppose you have on the left two machines that are just rescrubbing at the receiver. So process one tries to read a file with the bits 1-1, and then the shadow process receives 0-0 as the scrub, and then P1 produces 1-1-0 as the output. If this gets rescrubbed at machine B for process 2, then it would just rescrub it to the same length. Whereas on the right, if you actually allow both processes to send data onto the network, you would get a different result and you'd see that they actually diverge. And so this is a very contrived example that you could possibly fix this by coming up with a better scrubbing algorithm. But the point is that whether your process is executing on a single machine or it's multiple processes across multiple machines, whether or not it detects a leak shouldn't matter. Like it shouldn't change between those two scenarios. So the way we do this is we allow both processes to send data onto the network. And if the destination is within the network, then the shadow process will send data onto the network. If it's the next destination is outside the network, then that sender will actually do the comparison to try to detect a leak, and then it can block the send, or it could just send the data from the non-sensitive file, or it could send some alert. And so a way of doing allowing both processes to communicate onto the network and keep track of them in a way that we can easily compare them, we actually pair the output from both processes. So we trap send system calls and then force the two processes to align at a send call. And there's a timeout, so if they're actually diverging in their control flow and one's not actually going to send data anytime soon, then it'll time out and just one will send data. And so if they actually both align at the send call, then we would just split the data, and send a chunk from each, assuming that they're going to the same destination. If they're not going to the same destination, they're diverging, and they would continue executing independently of each other. If one doesn't send, if it times out, then it would only contain the data from one. So the first 16 bits after the IP header contain the offset. So an offset of zero would mean that there's no data from the original process, and an offset that's the length of the packet would be that it's just the shadow process. And the third challenge is then providing robust detection of leaks. And so ideally, outputs between the original and process would only diverge because of a dependence on the sensitive input. So given the same input, we want a process to always produce the same output. And then that way, you know, we can eliminate randomness or reordering or something. And to do this, we actually want to build on top of some recent projects that have provided system-enforced deterministic execution. And things like DOS with the deterministic process groups and Determinator have, in the best case, gotten overhead as low as 10%. So in the worst case, it's a little higher, but as those numbers get lower, it would be more feasible to add into something like our work. And then other work by CSER has applied deterministic behavior to a network, so deterministic ordering of packets. So as far as implementation, we've implemented part of this in the Linux kernel. We actually implemented it as modifications to the Linux kernel because we're changing data structures for shadow processes. And without the deterministic execution part, we've gotten over our overhead to about a 2x slowdown. But that's just very initial implementation. And for future work, we'd like to look at more complex ways of scrubbing data that's actually aware of the semantics. So if you're scrubbing a phone number or a credit card and you're just scrubbing it to random data, we don't actually want it to cause the shadow process to diverge or crash or something. But rather, you know, it should be similar enough that the application would behave similarly, but different enough that it would diverge if the output's actually dependent on the sensitive data. And then we'd also like to explore some ways of alerting a security administrator that there's actually potential leaks. And finally, enterprise networks are starting to have more and more portable devices like tablets and cell phones and stuff that can consume private data. So we want to look into some way of also protecting these devices from attackers trying to exfiltrate data through them. So in conclusion, I presented a method of confining data within an enterprise network to protect against malicious or accidental leaks of data. We do this by creating another logical copy of the network that has no sensitive data and then comparing the outputs between them. Differences indicate a potential leak of information, and it can be blocked or swapped with the non-sensitive copy. And to limit false or missed detections, we build on top of recent advances in deterministic execution so that outputs are only diverging because of a dependence on private data. Thanks.